In America, where the formally neutral concept civil rights and the word race generally convey a black concern, to link the social construct of whiteness with race remains uncommon. White Americans, as a rule, cannot see race in relation to themselves, and are therefore convinced that racism only poses problems for others. This phenomenon led Nobel Prize-winning author Toni Morrison to note how poignant it is that scholarly concentration on the targets of racism manages to avoid any study of the impact racism has on its perpetrators. This little-noticed blindness, of course, doesn't stop at the edge of the campus. A widespread failure at all levels of society to acknowledge how whiteness conveys internal meanings at the same time it fulfills anti-black functions has for generations helped frustrate social programs intended to minimize racism's pernicious legacy. By offering a sophisticated analysis of the significance of racism in the formation of the 19th century white working class, The Wages of Whiteness introduces a welcome interpretation to the emerging scholarship that interrogates whiteness. Weaving mass culture, language, and politics into his neo-Marxist analysis, labor historian David R. Roediger draws upon contemporary work in social history, such as the study of gender roles, industrial discipline, and popular republicanism to clarify the specific ways in which the belief in racial superiority formed the consciousness of working men. Roediger does not focus here on the material benefits of white skin privilege, but instead examines the agency of working men themselves in constructing the meaning of whiteness. This distinction is crucial because Roediger shares the conclusion W.E.B. Du Bois reached concerning the deepest injury caused by white supremacy when he wrote that the consequences of racist thought were bad enough for colored people the world over, but they were even worse when one considers what this attitude did to the white worker. He began to want not comfort for all men, but power over other men. He did not love humanity, and he hated niggers. The most turbulent warfare and its long simmering consequences that chiseled the racial narrative of America's history have also stamped the text of our laws and the nature of our legal culture. In part, the passionate embrace of white supremacy by masses of citizens in the mid-19th century explains the failure of the post-Civil War Reconstruction and the utter collapse of the legal framework it erected to support the freedom legislated for former slaves. But this dialectic has grown so intimately embedded beneath public consciousness that it frames Americans' perception of the world without critical examination. Indebted to Black Reconstruction, W.E.B. Du Bois's pioneering study of race and class in the wake of the Civil War, Roediger adopted the theme of his work from the formulation offered by Du Bois, that whiteness conferred compensation for exploitative and alienating class relationships. Explaining why white Southern workers were willing to accept low pay, Du Bois pointed out that the political success of the doctrine of racial separation, which overthrew Reconstruction by uniting the planter and the poor white, was far exceeded by its economic results. It must be remembered that the white group of laborers, while they received a low wage, were compensated in part by a sort of public and psychological wage. They were given public deference and titles of courtesy because they were white. The police were drawn from their ranks, and the courts, dependent on their votes, treated them with such leniency as to encourage lawlessness. They would rather have a low wage upon which they could eke out an existence than see colored labor with a decent wage. White labor saw in every advance of Negroes a threat to their racial prerogatives. Du Bois concluded that 19th century workers prized whiteness to such an extent that instead of joining with blacks with whom they shared common interests, they perpetuated a white supremacist vision that supported capitalism and ruined democracy.